The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Want to go higher, baby? You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley. I've got Rosalie Robinson in studio and Daniel Tagg, and I've got a tiger in my tank today.
Tiger in your tank?
Yeah, I'm like, what's that? Tell me.
I've never heard that phrase before.
Well, that used to be tiger in your tank. Where do I know that from?
I always think of Tony the Tiger.
Is it Tony the Tiger? Yeah, he's got a tiger in his tank?
Because it was
of the cereal. It was Tony the Tiger.
There's also
and full of nothing good for you.
Right, exactly. Full of sugar.
I had my Sun Warrior today, so.
Oh, I did too.
There you go.
I had my chocolate protein, and then I put the Ormus greens in it, and then I put some of their immune shield in my water.
Oh.
And I actually was reading in the Wellbeing Journal last night when I was in my sunlight and sauna. There, look at that. I got all my sponsor shout-outs out of the way because that's my real life. Because I don't represent anything I don't really use. And that's the truth. So where is it, though? I'll find it. But it's a really important article about depression and how you're not getting all your trace minerals. And iron is a big one on that list. Magnesium, and there's several. I will find it. Because that's part of the reason I'm fired up, because I read an article that I wanted to read to our listeners about the GMO thing. Another scumbag bought and paid for Monsanto scientist that had lied under, I don't know if it was under oath, but I'll have to find it.
Oh, my goodness.
He wasn't actually in court. It's the Wellbeing Journal one that I had earlier with me. It was in my bag. I think it's in that green bag right there. Let me see. Hold on. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
Talk amongst ourselves while you do that.
Rosalie, have you gotten your motorcycle yet?
No, I didn't get my gosh. Let me tell you, my whole crew would be like, yeah, what do you mean? What are you doing? I am going riding this Sunday. So I'm really looking forward to that. Yeah. So a person I normally ride with, because she's a beginner like me, she's moving. So I said, oh, you can't leave me hanging, man.
Are you going to be on the back of a bike with a guy?
No,
I'm riding my own bike.
No,
she's riding it.
I love motorcycles.
They are really cool. They really are. And I love the fact that this woman who started a company called Two Wheels in Motion. And the whole reason she did is because when she got her license, she was older and nobody would rent her a bike.
Seriously?
Nobody would rent her a bike?
No, Kim couldn't get anybody to rent her bike with, like, you know.
Because of the liability. And they were being sexist.
Right. So she started a company that lets people go practice and ride the bikes.
There you go.
And it's awesome.
There you go.
She's so awesome. So we go out there and sometimes she rides with us. And she's got like a pack of bikes and it's just cool.
I think I would kill myself on a bike, but
no,
I do have like this romantic fantasy of being on the motorcycle with a really hot motorcycle guy.
A really sexy
and hugging his waist really tight.
Oh, now look at that.
Yeah.
That's what the guys want on the opposite side, right? That was one of the best compliments I ever got was in high school. I took a girl for a ride on the bike.
Yeah.
And I didn't have a motorcycle jacket on, which I should have. And she gets done. She's like, you have like the hardest abs I've ever felt. Like, yeah.
And that wasn't the only thing that was hard, right?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. You're going to make him red. Wow. You can see him starting to turn red already.
My mother listens to these.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, Mom. Jeez.
Oh, are your parents listening?
I'm sorry,
Karen Mayer.
Sorry. You should see your face. Oh, my gosh. The listeners
It was just the abs. That's it.
Okay. I'm going to get serious here now.
Okay.
Well, you know what? I couldn't help myself. That was just so obvious. Yeah. I mean, come on. You said hard.
I did.
I mean.
I didn't think that way. I did open myself up.
Go on.
All right. Okay. So scientist wins GMO lawsuit when professor, and I'm probably going to butcher some of these names, but Professor Giles Eric Seralini and his research team provided photos of tumor-ridden mice that had been fed with corn saturated with Monsanto's Roundup. They were met with a backlash from pro-GMO factions. Okay. Seralini and his team had published their research in the journal Food and Chemical Toxicology, but a year later, the journal was influenced by former Monsanto scientist Richard E. Goodman, who was a bad man, to retract the paper, asserting that it was inconclusive. Seralini fought back and created the Committee for Independent Research and Information on Genetic Engineering, and he also successfully challenged scientists who claimed that he and his team had committed scientific fraud, if you will, with the methodology served to reinforce predetermined results. One of those challenging scientists, Mark Fellows, has been charged with forgery and the use of forgery because he used another scientist's signature to prove, that's in quotes, Seralini and his team were wrong about their study, which had concluded that Monsanto's Roundup Ready corn was not safe for consumption. Until further studies were done, the court case also found that American journalist Henry Miller, via the famously pro-GMO Forbes magazine, had initiated the libelous attacks. And so I just think that's so interesting that Forbes and all those, you know, all those Wall Street guys are all involved in this, too. You know they are. That and all the big pharma. Don't even get me started. Oh, geez. So I have to tell everybody again. So this book that I'm reading called Vaccines, Autoimmunity, and the Challenging Nature of Childhood Illness by Thomas McCowan, MD. He has been a pediatrician for 35 or 40 years. Mm-hmm. He lives in San Francisco now. He used to be actually, I think it was upstate New York is where he practiced. Amazing doctor, amazing man that writes this simple understanding of your immune system and why fever reducers like ibuprofen and Tylenol and the vaccines that are given to us routinely really don't serve us well and in fact cause more disease than they prevent. So an interesting read. No matter what your stance is, everyone needs to read this. Thomas Cowan, MD, Vaccines and Autoimmunity. He's going to be on the show here coming up and do a regular series. I want everyone to know about this book. I'd like to just like buy a bunch of them and just get, and I might do that and give them away because I feel it's such an important message or message, either one.
Be a good prize, you know. That would be a great prize.
It's a great prize. Let's go back to talking about motorcycles. That was more fun.
Oh my gosh.
Actually, real quick, you know a natural way to use ibuprofen, but Tylenol without getting the stuff. I hate taking Tylenol and all that stuff. I don't do it. But a natural way to do that is take the bark of a willow tree and boil it, make it a tea, drink
absolutely.
It, and it does the same effects
for sure.
As Tylenol.
And it's all willow natural, and willow bark is where aspirin actually comes from.
Exactly. Uh-huh.
But aspirin as well, you have to read this book. Mm-hmm. Anyone that cares about their health, seriously, or their children's health, needs to read this book. It goes into the most simplest explanations of different. We have two different types, two different parts of our immune system, if you will. Mm-hmm. And it's incredibly interesting. I'm gonna let him tell the story since he's the doctor. And but it's just incredible all the mistakes that we have been making. Mm-hmm. Just you should not take fever reducers. And it actually has a quote in here. I am gonna put it out on social. What is wrong with me? I got like a lisp today or something.
You're too excited.
Social media. I am. I got a tiger in my tank. I told you. and so it says, "Give me a medicine to produce a fever, and I can cure any disease." That was from Hippocrates. And then it even talks about cancer and how inducing fever early on, immunotherapy, which is of course blowing up now. It's they're now discovering that that may be the answer to cancer, if you will. He talks about the doctor that invented it, and I don't have my finger on the page in the book, but interesting, very very interesting. Actually, so eye opening, and so I could go on and on and on talking about this and quote it. We could do the whole show and me just read quotes out of the book and watch your guys' eyes pop out of your head. but what do you want to talk about?
Motorcycles, right?
Motorcycles.
I'm always up for motorcycles. I'm actually looking at getting another motorcycle, a Triumph Speed Triple 2004.
Oh man,
it's the exact one that Tom Cruise rode in Mission Basketball 2, but it's a newer version of it than he had.
Yeah,
and it's a great bike. It's like a street fighter bike, so kind of like a crotch rocket with the fairings and where you lean over, but it has no fairings because they call it a naked look where you can see the engine, and then it's got straight handlebars instead of the ones that you lean over, and so you have.
It's like a
posture.
Ferrari. You can see their engine in some of their models.
Exactly.
Modena, so I think is the name. The one that you see the engine.
I love that. Where they put it in the back, right? It's like in the back seat, basically, the engine.
Yeah.
And the Ferrari. I love that look. You know, they actually made a custom Mustang like that. 2018, it was just one. They took an old body of like a 1965 Fastback and remade the frame a little bit and then put in the engine like a modern-day engine in it. But they did that same thing where that Fastback has that big window in the back.
Yeah.
And they put the engine in the back so you can see the engine. I mean, this thing was a custom job.
Did I pronounce it
correctly?
correctly, was it, is it Modena or Modena? I think it's Modena.
I have no idea. That's too fancy for me.
Yeah. Oh, it's a beautiful car, though. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It's beautiful. It really is. I mean, it just is. And it's art. It's art and engineering together. Don't be a hater.
It's just art. Like, everyone thinks about painting as art, but like, you know, these guys that made woodworkings with saws, and they use like old stumps that are going to be torn out, and they they change them into like these beautiful works of art. Mm-hmm. You know, cars are art. You know, cars, motorcycle. It's a different expression of yourself. Like, I feel like martial arts is an art, right? Arts.
Well, it is.
It's a way to express yourself.
Mm-hmm. I need to drive my Panamera. I haven't driven it ever since I bought my Subaru. I love my Subaru. I love everything about it. I love going into X mode when I need to go up over a curb or something. Yeah. I just absolutely love it.
Awesome. Back it up. I didn't know you didn't. you are in a Subaru? I like a mom car? Really?
It's not a mom car at all.
It's cool.
No, it's
a mom car. I've seen it. It's a cool car.
It is cool as hell. It is not a mom car.
Are you trying to say moms aren't cool?
Moms
wow,
are
cool. I can't win with that one.
Okay, yeah.
All moms are cool. Sorry.
Well, first of all, I'm cool and I'm a mom, but it is not a mom car, I can tell you that. I'm going off-road and do some stuff. I'm going down into a river.
Why is there no dad car?
Huh?
The dad car is the Porsche. That's the midlife car.
That's the sexy mom car. See,
yeah, I feel like she
normally rides the Porsche.
There's a mom car and there's no dad car.
Yeah.
I like that. We'll make them.
Dad car is a pickup.
Dad cars are trucks.
What's up with the pickup?
That's not a dad car.
You know,
yeah, it is. It is. Yeah. It's their version of the car. It's a pickup.
The pickup.
Yeah. But guys drive those anyways. They say, like, once you have babies, you got to have a mom car. You know, you got to get a big SUV or a
minivan. That's not true.
No, not necessarily an SUV.
No,
but the Subarus and things like that are really
utility. My Subaru is badass. I just don't
like the term mom car.
It is.
Yeah. I get that. That's fair.
No, it really is. Like, I told the story a couple of weeks ago. I was in North Park and I took a wrong turn and I had to go up over an embankment and stuff. I'm like, hell with that.
You couldn't do that with your Porsche.
No. I would destroy it. That's one of the reasons I bought it because I'm so tired of replacing my wheels.
Those are expensive.
I blew out three in 1 month because of all the potholes in Dallas, Texas.
But you still have it, right?
I have it, but I need to drive it or I'm going to ruin it. I even thought about selling it. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Wow. And you love that car.
I know.
I do love that car.
Yeah.
And when I get in it, my personality changes totally. Like it does. I have to say, it really does.
You got a tiger in your tank.
It's like I'm on a motorcycle. It's my safe motorcycle.
I hear you, though, because I have a car, motorcycle, and a truck.
Yeah.
So, like, I have different personalities for each.
See?
You get in the car, it's low, it's fast, you know, you're sporty, and then you get in the truck, and you're like, ooh, it's time to go, like, work on the ranch or something, you know?
Well, I have to say, you know, here in Dallas, the driving's gotten treacherous. It really has. I've never seen so many rude people in my life that think they own the darn road, that don't use their directionals, that I just want to smack them. I really do. It makes me so mad. But you almost have to have a little horsepower in order to get out of people's ways sometimes and save your life.
Yeah. It really does.
Yeah.
Your little horsepower is usually better than putting on the brakes in those situations.
Yeah, I'm thinking about souping up. Can I soup up my Subaru?
You can.
I can?
Yes, you can.
Give it some more HP.
You can put a chip on it and do all kinds of
stuff. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm going to do that. I'll have to ask you. I'll consult with you, Daniel, because I do need some more horsepower.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Watch out, Jazz. Yeah. Watch out.
All right, everyone. We've got a great show coming up. Stay tuned. We're going to be talking about Bar Brothers with Daniel Tagg and Rosalie Robinson. Enjoying your work. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. Consider this an invitation to relax and feel the stress melt away with a Sunlighten sauna. Sunlighten is the number one choice for home and commercial infrared saunas. Their 3-in-1 infrared technology allows you to customize each session to you. Naturally de-stress, detoxify, and be heart healthy. Relieve pain, purify your skin, and increase energy. A Sunlighten sauna is a place to heal, a place to reflect, a place to invest in you. Visit them at sunlighten.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H Hemp Company products. Search H Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's HM Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Hi everyone, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infants' faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind. Perhaps by not using glue traps.
Love this song, Diamond Gray. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Rosalie Robinson, Daniel Tagg, and Lexi Brinkley. I've got Avi in studio as well. You know what? We're going to continue this motorcycle talk because everybody has strong opinions about it.
It's such an awesome thing. And like we were talking about, it's a brotherhood, a family, you know.
Well, okay, so the two of the men that I admire most in this world are you, Daniel Tagg.
Thank you.
I'm serious. As I've gotten to know you, he's just a stand-up guy.
He is.
And then a man by the name of Shannon McCall, okay? And he is the father and his lovely wife, Carrie. They're a wonderful family. He likes motorcycles, too, and he's such a stand-up guy, like such a stand-up guy. And so Lexi was saying, she's like, I can't stand motorcycles. I don't like guys that are on motorcycles. They're a bunch of creeps. They're whatever.
Creeps? I didn't say
not
creeps.
Creep. She didn't say creep. She said they're dickheads.
Yeah. Oh, so now I know what she thinks of me. Jeez.
Wow. I just
talk about stereotyping. Just last segment, you were like, yeah, I don't like it when people stereotype women and say the old grandma car or whatever.
Mom car.
You're stereotyping all motorcycles.
I have a family member who rides motorcycles and he's awful. Like one of the worst people I've ever met.
And there are some really awful. So I remember when I was a little girl, my father almost killed a guy that wouldn't quit coming around to get, you know, like, you know.
Well, and you see all the people.
My oldest sister, it was this guy in town who and who was just like not a good guy. And he was all into motorcycles. And yeah, I remember he was scary. He was really scary. And he had one eye because he got into a big bar fight. So he was like something out of a movie character.
That's even worse.
So I get it. But, I don't know. I don't know how I feel. But
back in the 50s, like it literally was like only the lowlifes for the most part rode motorcycles and they gave a bad stigma to it.
Right.
And then as they got more generations, more it became something that average guys could ride and have fun. But there's still a lot of, you know, motorcycle gangs where those people are not nice and they're usually not good people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think it goes back to if you generalize about anyone, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So just like people can say, you know, all black guys are bad,
right?
Or all Hispanic women just have do nothing but have babies, right? There's all of these terrible generalizations. Mm-hmm. And I think the same thing is true of people who are motorcycle riders. You know, they're actually very loyal and they're very committed. You've never seen a more loyal group of people. When you look at them, they're usually Heart of America kind of guys and gals.
For me, the motorcycle represents freedom.
Yes,
and that's
too.
Freedom,
exactly.
Open
that
road.
Yes.
You
that's
know,
right.
Sharing your life on the open road with someone that you're crazy about, you know? Or by yourself. It is your freedom. I think a lot of men love road trips. I mean, that's when they get away and they think about, stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. And the neat thing is you can, like, pimp that ride out with all sorts of stuff. Oh, that makes it so cool.
And it's affordable.
I mean, it is.
Yeah, you
it
can
is.
Pimp it out and buy, like, close to a brand new one with, or an old one that has no miles on it that looks brand new for virtually nothing.
Yeah.
If you look for the right deal.
I'm over there looking for Diamond, but I can't see her through the glass. There's a huge reflection today, so I can't see
if she's waving.
I see Alexi's face in the side of her face. I'm like, where is she? Where is she? But Diamond, I wanted to ask your opinion. So what do you think about motorcycles?
They just make me really nervous because when I'm driving on the freeway, they kind of go in between lanes.
Yeah.
And so when I see them coming, I just don't move. I don't get over it.
I see some crazy people on the freeway and they're all men.
Yes.
Sorry, but
no,
they are.
No, they are. And it's usually the sports bike or what's called the crotch rocket or the guys that you see doing
wheelies
at 100 miles an hour.
No helmet.
No helmet. So usually, like, in motorcycle world, there's a brotherhood, and you always wave at each other. You just kind of bring your left hand down
it's
and kind of wave. Yeah, it's like the Jeeps. We have our own little wave. And most road bike guys will not wave to crotch rocket guys. Because the crotch rocket or the sports bike is more the younger hothead generation that thinks they're
invincible.
Yeah,
it's like Fords against Chevys.
Yes.
I feel like.
I mean,
really?
I still.
Yeah.
Every
Ford owner hates a Chevy owner and vice versa.
Oh, yeah.
What's up with Chevy?
I don't know. I like both of them. They're all good trucks.
I don't know.
But in that world, I'll wave to both. But you're right. The crotch rocket guys tend to lean towards a little bit more reckless. Because to be honest, those really aren't fun unless you're going at least 100 miles an hour.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about pickups. Because, you know, I'm always fascinated when I come in the morning that the people, that the guys, they're all guys, you know they are, that park their pickups and they park them backwards.
They have that
big Yeah, you're going through the parking lot because Telos is right next to iHeart. Okay.
They're all lift kitted. They have like extended beds and stick out half the way.
So is there a personality difference between a Ford pickup driver, a Dodge, and let's say a Chevy? Because I knew one guy that drove a Ram pickup, and he was a total a-hole. I know a couple of guys that drive Fords. They seem to be really nice guys. I don't really know any Chevy guys.
I've seen guys that, like, love, like, their one. Like, they'll go nothing but Ford and nothing but Chevy and nothing but Dodge. And really, all the guys that I know, it's not the type of truck. It's just the individual.
Hmm. What's your truck?
I have a Nissan because they run forever.
That's right.
I forgot about those. I like the look of the Dodge Ram truck, and I like them. And I like the function of a Ford because I drove Fords whenever I was fighting fires, and they just have a great function to them, but they're not as comfortable on the inside as like a Dodge Ram. And I've driven some Chevys that are really nice. They don't really make bad trucks anymore. They're all nice, and they all run well, and they're all dependable.
Do truck owners, I wonder what the percentage of them are hunters.
I would say usually a higher percent, but it's kind of like in Dallas, like there's a lot of, in Dallas area where I grew up, if you had a truck and it was not four-wheel drive, you got beat up. I mean, you did not
drive
a two-wheel
truck. My car's four-wheel drive, just by the way.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
But like to have a truck and have it two-wheel drive was like sacrilege where I grew up. Whereas in Dallas, you see tons of two-wheel drive trucks. Because I mean, if you want to use the flatbed or the bed, but you're not going to be in the ranch, you don't need four-wheel drive. And it's a lot more expensive if you get four-wheel drive. So I know a lot of guys in Texas that have two-wheel drive trucks. And to me, I'm still a little biased. I think you need to have a four-wheel drive truck. But I understand why they would. But it's the same thing in Texas. The same thing. You go to like Red River or whatever that bar is for cowboy dancing. I guarantee you there's like two guys in there that have ever even been on a ranch.
Really?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
So many posers.
They got the cowboy boots and all this stuff. I'm just like, you guys have never done a hard day of work in your life on the ranch. Like, and there's just a lot of those guys in Texas because Texas, you had the stigma of you got to drive a big truck with a lift kit and you got to have your cowboy boots
and your hat.
But when you don't live on the ranch,
it's
kind of, that's another reason I have a Nissan because I have a mid-sized truck because in town, it just doesn't make sense to have a full size. I don't have a working ranch where I need a full size truck.
A real cowboy needs a hat, don't they, to protect their face and their head from the sun.
Exactly. So when I was ranch handing, I used to be a ranch hand. I had a cowboy hat. I mean, I wore cowboy boots, had the jeans, had everything, you know. Because it was functional for what you needed to do.
I'm glad we cleared all this up. I never even gave your guys bios. So we'll talk about it when we come back, everyone. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Hi, I'm Charlize Theron with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Almost all the puppies for sale at your local mall were churned out by breeding facilities called puppy mills.
Constant confinement drives the dogs mad. They are impregnated continually until they can no longer produce a litter.
If you choose a dog from the mall, a dog you could have saved from the pound will die.
Contact PETA to learn how you can make a difference at 757-622-PETA or visit PETA.org.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Everyone knows that I'm a strong believer in the numerous health benefits of cannabinoids and CBD oils. As with any supplement, I always do my research and my homework to find the highest quality product on the market. That's why I'm so happy to announce our partnership with the H Hemp Company, founded by a group of the most experienced and respected names in the CBD community. H Hemp offers a line of innovative products that are all natural and tested for quality. Choose from flavorful oils, restorative body balm, and minty breath spray, all at affordable prices. And for every H Hemp product sold, the company makes a donation towards the fight against opioid and anti-anxiety drug addiction, an epidemic affecting millions of families across the nation today. H Hemp products produce a sense of calm, fight post-workout inflammation, and the company gives back to our community. What more could we ask for? Search online for H Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's OLR for 20% off your first order.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker, and this is my friend Benny. Before you buy cosmetics, personal care, or household products, you be sure they have not been tested on animals. Everything from floor cleaner to shampoo is poured into animals' eyes and down their throats. They suffer intensely. Some even go blind. The price is never right for products tested on animals. Visit PETA.org for a list of cruelty-free companies.
Rosalie.
I love that song.
I do too. I love Mick Jagger.
I know, right?
I danced with him once.
Did you really?
I did.
Oh my gosh.
All the way up the stage and all the way back. Like completely engaged in dance with Mick. Yeah. It was one of the greatest nights of my life. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Daniel Tagg in studio with me and Rosalie Robinson. Daniel Tagg is an orthokinetic specialist trainer at Telos Fitness Center right next door here to the iHeartMedia Studios. He is certified in the biomechanics of resistance training, orthokinetics. He's a licensed massage therapist and holds belts in three different martial arts systems, and he was a wildland firefighter. And Rosalie Robinson is the vice president of Human Resources for Motorsport Aftermarket Group, and she is our in-house human resources expert. We're going to be talking in a little bit here with her about enjoying your work. Right now, Daniel Tagg and I are going to be talking about Bar Brothers. Is that mm-hmm. right? The pros and cons? Okay, so I don't even know if I've ever heard the term Bar Brothers.
So it's kind of a newer phenomenon where guys are doing workouts on just pull-up bars, and they go to local, you know, just playgrounds, or, you know, sometimes you'll go to a lake and you'll have different stations around the lake where you can do pull-ups and dips and all this.
Oh, I was thinking like a bar where you're going to go drink together.
No, this is like a pull-up bar.
Do you do
bar.
That after you work out? I know I used to do stuff like that after I worked out.
No, you're not supposed to anyways. Okay. Maybe they do. I don't know.
Okay, so it's a newer thing where people go to work out at mm-hmm. local parks mm-hmm. and the pull-up bars. So, yeah. Like, what kind of stuff do they do?
So they're doing like pull-ups and dips and like the human flagpole, and then they do, you know, some like one-legged squats and stuff. So they do minimal stuff to the lower body. Mm-hmm. It's mainly upper body, all body weight things.
Okay.
Of almost more like gymnastic kind of moves.
Uh-huh.
But just tons and tons of reps. They have their own workouts. They have their own challenges.
Do you know if the United States Marine Corps still uses the pull-up as like a measurement for the fittest Marine,
so
if you will? They used to, I know.
They have just changed over the standard for the physical fitness tests mm-hmm. in the military in general. And I'm assuming they still left the pull-up bar in there because it could transfer over a little bit. Mm-hmm. I don't think the push-ups are in there near as much. But to answer your question, I'm not sure.
It was a pull? Did I say push-up? I meant pull-up.
No, you said pull-up.
Yeah. So what are some of the pros to this type of workout?
The pros are you can do it virtually anywhere. There's mm-hmm. a park with a jungle gym and a pull-up bar virtually anywhere. And like at my place, there is.
Yeah. Well, could you use a tree if you don't have
it? You could use a tree.
I mean, you're the wild man that goes out into the wilderness. Do you do these workouts when you're out there
I'll do some pull-ups on a tree branch every mm-hmm. once in a while. I won't do a lot. But like when I was on vacation, I go to local parks, or sometimes you go to like just local schools that are like, you know, little grade schools where they have like the pull-up mm-hmm. bars and stuff. And I do pull-ups and, you know, try to work on my pole position, the human flagpole, and I do these things called muscle-ups and some other things.
Okay, what's a muscle-up?
So a muscle-up is when you pull yourself up, and then you basically bring it all the way up to your hips, lean over, and then basically push yourself up so the bar is now at about your hip level or
wow.
knee level.
Wow.
And you do that kind of in one fluid motion, and it takes some coordination and then some basic strength, but you don't have to have as much strength as you think if you're doing it with a little bit of momentum.
Mm-hmm. Do you do these regularly?
I've started to incorporate them into my workout program because I have an adventure race or a savage race coming up that I have to get into some of these positions, and I'm trying to do them as safely as possible because mm-hmm. I have bad shoulders, and it does put you in potentially dangerous situations or positions for your shoulders.
Is Sean Wells doing the savage race with you?
He was the one who initially got the whole group together.
I want to come watch.
But Sean and Shelly are signed up for the race, but we just got to see if his knees coming back from rehab and everything.
Oh, I don't think that's a good idea. Yeah. With his bad knees.
Yeah. But I mean, that's one of the things that you can do it anywhere. It's great body weight. You know, you just need your body weight to do it. So you gain the body weight or what's called relative strength really
mm-hmm.
well.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can do it with a lot of different people. You can do it by yourself. And it really works what most people define as the core. You work on a lot of back stabilizers, a lot of abs and internal external obliques.
So could this overdevelop a woman, or can a woman even do this? Does a woman without a ton of training have the upper body strength to even attempt something like this without toppling over and killing herself?
It's going to take, that's one of the negative drawbacks, is that to do a lot of these movements, you do have to have a pretty good base strength, but mm-hmm. there are women that do this and would destroy a lot of guys doing it. Like,
yeah.
It is legit. Women tend to struggle a little bit more with upper body weight doing stuff like that, but there's some, you know, the girl one of the first girls that ever completed the American Ninja Warrior, she's the stunt woman for Supergirl, the TV series.
Mm-hmm.
And she can do a lot of these pull-ups and, you know, muscle-ups and does crazy stuff.
Wow.
So there are definitely women out there that can just crush it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be a little bit more difficult, and you're going to have to build a little bit more of a base. But the average guy is going to have to build a big base. Average guy might be able to do one, maybe two pull-ups. And you're not going to be able to do very much of a workout or do the muscle-ups or the human flagpole or more of the advanced mm-hmm. ones until you've done it for a while and built a big base.
Well, you know, I would think one of the pros would be get you outside.
And that was one of the pros, yes. It's getting you outside because you get the sun exposure, you get outside, you can be in the grass, and you guys get out there, they take off their shirts, and they can just be out there getting a tan while working out. And it's like, it's better than just laying out there and just, you know,
mm-hmm.
being a lump on the log.
Yeah, I come to think of it, there's a little park at my house, near my house. It's got a little lake, and I don't walk around it so much anymore, but I did a couple of months ago, took a walk around there, and I did see like a little mm-hmm. playland or whatever you want to call it with the bars and stuff like that. It was concise, but yet it seemed like it was what do I want to say? Had all the all the bars you need.
Yeah. Right? And really all you need is one bar. Like on the property I live on is because this race I'm gonna be doing, you have to run, then you do an obstacle, then you run, then you do an obstacle. Mm-hmm. So I've set up a little obstacle around the property. I can do about a 4 mile circle around the property that I live on.
When you say obstacle, what do you mean by that?
So an obstacle would be something you have to climb over, something you have to crawl under, something you have to jump over. So like they have you crawling underneath, you know, barbed wire, which I doubt they have it barbed, but then they have you swinging from jungle gym bars. They have you climbing up over walls, jumping into mud pits and all kinds of things. So I have things where you have like some tires at a certain station where I can roll over and stuff on the property I'm on. There's this one kind of small bridge that has a metal kind of doorway to it, if you will. Mm-hmm. And the top of that, it's really thick, but I can do my pull-ups. I can, you know, put my legs out and kind of plank with my legs to do, you know, ab work on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't have a pull-up bar at home, but you can use virtually anything for a pull-up bar as long as it's strong enough to hold your body weight and it's straight across.
Yeah. I'm sitting here trying to think where in my house I could pull myself up like that. I don't know if I have a bar like that.
On your stairwell,
What about the pole? What are you talking about?
Oh, I got the flagpole.
Yeah.
But that's
the flagpole.
Well, yeah.
You could just pull yourself up the flagpole.
Oh, yeah, I'll just pull myself up the flagpole. You know how hard that is?
So I've tried it. So you can do it, and you can do it with very little upper body strength. You just use your lower body and use some technique, and you can actually do it, and it becomes a big and lower body.
Okay, I'm going to start trying.
Do it. But that's one
I'm going to come down. I used to go down it every morning and pretend I was powerful.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
No, that would be so fun.
I would do that every morning.
It's exhilarating.
So it really is. You go down the pole, it scares the bejesus out of you. And then you're like, ooh, that was fun.
Yeah,
okay.
It is.
So it does make you feel powerful.
Oh, that would be fun. But that's one of the cons to this Bar Brother workout thing is there's not a lot of body weight stuff that's really challenging on the lower body. So even these one-legged squats are highly...
Yeah, what are you going to do for your legs? Are you supposed to get a total? All these guys walk around with these big upper bodies, you know, no
chicken
butt,
legs.
And their legs look like chickens.
Yeah, so a lot of the Bar Brother guys do not have big legs because they can't really challenge it past what you need to with the Bar Brother stuff. That's a big con. Another big con is kind of what we were talking about before. You have to have a pretty good base of strength in order to do almost anything on a pull-up bar. And another one is it does a lot of the things these guys do are straight up horrible for your shoulder. And even if you have good form, you're still putting it into very risky positions.
Absolutely. And these guys do it over and over. What percentage of men, I'm going to make my own guess here, do you think have shoulder problems that work out?
I would say 95, 99%.
I'd say at least
90% being very, I mean, I'm one of them. I have huge shoulder problems.
So why do guys do that? What's up with all the muscle?
It's just a base thing of making us feel more like men. It's just like you feel like you can protect yourself and everyone around you if you're bigger, even though to be able to protect someone, you don't have to be physically strong. You just need to have good technique and be quick and do some other things, or carry a gun.
I say that, you know, joking around. But a man, I think it's so innate in you that you can't even help it. It's kind of. I saw this picture of this elephant charging in South Africa. It was in one of the, what was her name? That was on the show. It was in her book.
Oh.
I can't think. My Answer to Cancer. You know, my goodness. What is?
Kathy Brown.
Kathy Brown. And so they got charged by an elephant, but it was fascinating because the gentleman that she was with captured it in photography, and there were three pictures of him starting, but when he was full gait, his ears were straight out, you know?
Oh, wow.
And so I think it's just, you know, that's how men, they like, you know, they got to have their big arms to put out. So if anybody comes near them, they like puff up and show their arms in, right?
It really is a thing. Like, you know, apes will kind of beat their chest and show their dominance. It is a dominance thing. Some big dude with lots of muscles is going to tend to be more dominant than some little skinny guy.
Yeah.
Not necessarily, but that is our innate nature, right?
I couldn't agree more. Yeah. And all right. Well,
let's go back to the Bar Brother thing. So one of the most dangerous exercises you can do on that is dips. Very few people have very much range and shoulder extension.
Yeah.
And you can't see me, but my elbows get barely behind my body.
Yeah.
And most dips, you have your elbows about 90 degrees to your body, and you are putting your shoulder into an impingement position and damaging it. So there's you can do it safely. It's just a high risk thing, and there's better ways to do it.
Don't dip.
So pull-ups, just stick with
pull-ups. I dip, you dip, we dip.
But pull-ups can be a good exercise if you have the range of motion in the shoulders and if you do it safely. And those workouts can be fun. You just have to know your body, assess it, make sure you have good range and control it.
All right. Well, I'm all about the fun.
Yeah.
And we've got lots more coming up, so stay tuned, everyone. There's more coming up with Rosalie Robinson. You're listening to One Life Radio. I said,
Hello, I'm Allie McGraw for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Our animal companions rely on us, especially during a natural disaster. If you're forced to evacuate your home, do not leave your animals behind. Visit helpinganimals.com.
Consider this an invitation to relax and feel the stress melt away with a Sunlighten sauna. Sunlighten is the number one choice for home and commercial infrared saunas. Their 3-in-1 infrared technology allows you to customize each session to you. Naturally de-stress, detoxify, and be heart healthy. Relieve pain, purify your skin, and increase energy. A Sunlighten sauna is a place to heal, a place to reflect, a place to invest in you. Visit them at sunlighten.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of HM Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from HM Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try HM Company products. Search HM Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's HM Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Hi, everyone. This is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans. But they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem, Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education, and I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
This goes out to all the women in the world, especially her. You know it don't even matter your age, don't even matter your color. Your fellas, I forget about y'all. This is for everybody to like.
You know I was gonna play it, Bert.
Oh my gosh, she's like,
she's got your number.
She does.
Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Daniel Tagg, and Rosalie Robinson. I want to let everyone know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast and subscribe to our newsletter. And we also have the podcast after the broadcast. Our newest one is up with Sean Wells. Have you guys heard it yet?
I need to listen to it today. And I love that, the broadcast after the podcast. It's
Thank you.
Like such nice. A catchy phrase.
Well, you know
it.
What's crazy is you can swear. And so, you know, and so I swore a couple
town.
Of times. It was like, whoa, because, you don't do that on
right,
terrestrial,
on the radio,
and you don't. Yeah, you can get in big trouble. But not that I was like, saying all kinds, but it was a very good podcast after the broadcast. Yeah.
Very good topic.
Very good.
And everyone
yes.
needs to hear.
Nice.
And everyone, you know, for those of you that love Sean Wells and want to, go a little deeper into his mind and his life, I suggest that you listen to it. It's good advice. It's just a feel good, really. Mm-hmm. It's funny when you're recording and you're not on terrestrial radio, mm-hmm. I think it gets that much more real, mm-hmm. if you will. Yeah. But yeah, listen to it. So you can also go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live from your mobile device or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors. I love our sponsors because they make this rocket go up. They care about you like I do, and I mean that with all my heart. Great companies like Sun Warrior. You can get it at Vitamin Shop or put it in your smoothie at Smoothie King. And I told you about the new product that I have been using to get all my trace minerals, and I didn't get to it, but it's in the Wellbeing Journal. I'll talk about it tomorrow morning at the opening of the show about how important those trace minerals are to fight depression. Sun Warrior has a really great product called Immune Shield, and we're all going back into the germ-filled world of back mm-hmm. to school, so everyone mm-hmm. needs to keep their immune system strong. Check it out. And of course, the H-Hemp Company, use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. And the H-Hemp Company, I use it myself. I love CBD oil. I take a couple of drops every day or a couple of squirts. Theirs is made only with premium hemp cannabinoid genetics, not hemp used for seeds, protein, or rope. And of course, infrared sauna. My sunlight and I absolutely love it. I have to tell you, I've been suffering from high blood pressure the last couple of days because I've been under a lot of stress, and back to school is just so much to do, so mm-hmm. much to do. And so I went in the sunlight, and actually Diamond was in the sunlight and sauna yesterday. She went to do it for pain, and she did report back, right, that it did help with your pain?
It did. It relieved I get really bad menstrual cramps, mm-hmm. and it really relieved the pain there. And it's not too much because it's a different type of heat, so it's mm-hmm. more comfortable and easier to relax while you're in there.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, so I was just, like, so stressed out the last couple of days. My blood pressure was just – and my daughter even noticed it. When she came home, she's like, Mom, are you okay? I said, I think my blood pressure is really high, honey. I've just got a lot of stress. Mm-hmm. And anyway, so I went into my sunlight and infrared sauna, and I used the cardiovascular one. It's the longest minute session, if you will. It's 45 minutes. And I have to tell you, when I came out after that 45 minutes, it did make me sweat more than any of the other ones, but I really felt good, and I slept good, and I still, my blood pressure feels normal today, but it's amazing. And I think part of it is the meditative experience as well. So mm-hmm. check them out. They sell them now at Nebraska Furniture Mart as well. I don't know if they have all the models, but it's definitely an investment that I'm glad I made. Mm-hmm. And of course, Paleo Magazine has got their newest issue out. Check it out at paleomagonline.com. And the Wellbeing Journal. Love the Wellbeing Journal. I have been reading it for years. That's where I get a lot of my information from and have for years. It is an amazing journal heralding the integration of medicine with physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and social aspects of health. And it's now both available in print and digital version. You can order online at thewellbeingjournal.com. And of course, remember to recycle. That's big on my list. And the fur ball, September 22nd, all of the OLR team will be there, and we will have a live auction item to raise money for the SPCA of Texas. We will be offering the option to be a national radio host for the day and step into my seat. And your support at the fur ball helps the SPCA of Texas rescue, heal, and find homes for tens of thousands of animals each year. So we're going to have a blast. And who doesn't want to get dressed up and have fun, right?
For sure.
So I'm looking forward to it. So Rosalie Robinson, always love having you in studio. She is the Vice President of Human Resources for Motorsport Aftermarket Group. She is our in-house human resources expert and has over 30 years HR leadership experience working with both Fortune 500 companies and small businesses. You can find Rosalie at conciliumhc.com. And you also started a new company. What is the name of that as well?
Newly.
Spell it.
Nuooly.
Okay. We'll put it out on our social media.
Oh, yeah. Later. It's all good.
Yeah, it's all good. Okay, so let's talk about this. Enjoying your work. How many people enjoy their work?
Well, now that's a good question. Mm-hmm. I think all too often, if you're looking statistically, there are fewer people who would say, I enjoy my work at work because I got to make money, right? Mm-hmm. So I go to do it. And I think that's the whole point when you kind of talk about enjoying your work. Do I pursue something that's blissful? So like every time I spend time with Daniel, to me, he's the kind of guy that's like an example of his bliss, right? Because it's integrated with who he is, right? Mm-hmm. Being physically fit, enjoying that, being able to share that with someone and helping them to optimize their physical capabilities. bodies and their health. And then everything he does, as he from what he eats and how he talks about stuff he looks at and drinks and so forth, it kind of integrates. That's kind of bliss, right? It's all integrated, right? My life is not compartmentalized into these different parts. So I can find enjoyment in that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when we create employment situations like employers, we often think of people as... well, you're a human resource, right? you're a person who's coming and do some job for me. I need to get that job done. Mm-hmm. I got to pay you for that. And you boil it down to dollars. And we forget that people are so much more complex. They're not
AI.
You know, it's not, you know, artificial intelligence where it's numbers and digits and so forth. And yeah, I can give you the sense of feeling, but really I'm very practical behind the scenes. It's just getting a thing done. Human beings have a lot of things that are you can't account for.
Well,
right?
what if you hate your job? How do you find your bliss at work?
I think if you hate your job, you probably have to sit down and say, okay, what do I hate about this job, right? Is that the job or is it you, right? So really asking some of those tough questions. What is it that I hate? Well, I hate getting up early. Okay, well, are there any jobs where you don't have to get up early,
mm-hmm.
right? What is that job? What does that look like? No, I hate getting dirty. This job makes me get dirty. They make me clean things here. Okay, well, if I don't like cleaning stuff, you're probably in the wrong job, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so I think we often chase the dollar instead of chasing what really delights
us.
Oh,
I love that message. Mm-hmm. Absolutely love what you just said. Seriously, it's so true.
Yeah.
It's so, so true. And you know how I feel. If you're really not chasing the dollar and you're chasing your passion and your dreams, you are unstoppable on every level.
Yes.
And that includes financially.
Absolutely. I would agree with you. I think you have to realistically know what your budgets are and you have to live within your means because you might not earn everything you want at the moment. Like, well, you know, I got a champagne taste. Okay, well, you need to back that up a little bit, right? Have a budget that fits for you. Maybe you have a little taste of champagne once in a while,
mm-hmm.
but you keep your budget so it's realistic, so it'll allow you the balance of living a life that is fulfilling to
mm-hmm.
you. I think as creatures, we get so used to the trappings in life that
we
define bliss by the things we have as opposed to the experience, because bliss is really an internal, joyful feeling, right?
Absolutely.
It's not something outside. What you get outside from a joyful, blissful person, you happen to see and feel happiness.
Oh yeah.
Right?
It doesn't cost anything. I was
no.
sitting out in my favorite little space. I have this little green lizard that comes and visits me almost every day. I'm
oh.
absolutely in total bliss when I'm sitting there with my coffee
yeah.
talking to the green lizard. I mean, and he makes this little thing where he makes his neck get
like
pink.
A croaker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I know he's communicating with me and it's wonderful. It's
yeah.
absolutely wonderful
yeah.
and it doesn't cost anything.
No. Nothing. See, nothing. Not one stinking dime.
Exactly.
Greatest joys in life don't cost anything.
They often
absolutely.
Don't cost a thing. That's
so,
very true.
So how could someone realistically achieve bliss at work?
I mean, I think first and foremost, they need to be really honest with themselves and be open, right? So you got to be able to honestly look at a situation and say, what makes me feel good about the experience? What doesn't? You know, what can I manage with my budget? So taking into consideration a series of things about themselves, about the situation, about their financials. I think the other thing is being open. You know, sometimes people are not as open to different experiences. And that
mm-hmm.
is a really critical component.
And I think they're entitled too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That
they don't want to get dirty. They don't want to get up
yes.
early. They lack discipline.
Yes. That, I mean, that absolutely will kill it, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I am, I have a lot of desires, but I am not really that person who's willing to put in the efforts and work that goes with it to
mm-hmm.
get the fruit of that, I'm probably going to be unhappy.
Right.
So I have to be open to that.
Okay, so we're going to have to continue this the
yes,
next time you're
yes,
on.
Yes, because we've got three
or
things.
Do a podcast after the broadcast because
we
did not get to some of the stuff that we wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
Rosalie, always a pleasure. Daniel, same thing. You know, you guys are great. Thank you so much. And everyone, thank you so much for listening. You have to get out there today. You know why? Because you get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there and make the most of it.